The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the GOAT Debate, Messi vs. Ronaldo. In this podcast series, we'll dive deep into the legendary careers of Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo and find out who's the GOAT. I'm your host, DJ Drake. Welcome back to the DJ Drake podcast. I'm your host, DJ Drake, and this is the GOAT Debate, Messi vs. Ronaldo, a closer look at soccer's greatest battle. And today, guys, I'm going to be talking about specifically soccer legends, how they influence players and stuff. And I have a special guest here with me today. His name is Casey. And the reason why I brought him on my podcast today is because, like my last guest, I also think he could explain it better than me. And so today, guys, I'm going to ask him a list of questions, and let's see how he responds. So question number one, what makes Messi and Ronaldo two of the greatest players of all time?
Messi and Ronaldo are both special players because they've been amazing for many years. They work incredibly hard, score a lot, and have won many trophies. They've set a high standard that few others have matched.
How do their playing styles differ?
Well, Messi is known for his quick dribbling and creativity. He often makes incredible passes and plays as a team player. Ronaldo, on the other hand, is very powerful, fast, and a top scorer. He uses his strength and skills to get past defenders and score.
What's a moment that best defines Messi and Ronaldo's career?
For Messi, I would say his 4 goals against Arsenal in 2010 showed his skill and calmness under pressure. For Ronaldo, his overhead kick against Juventus in 2018 in the Champions League was amazing. It was so good, even the fans of the other team applauded him.
What's a moment that best defines where Messi suffered a lot and also Ronaldo? Because obviously these players are always under pressure.
I would say Messi, when he gets injured a lot, he perseveres and just comes back even better. And same with Ronaldo. He also gets injured sometimes. Sometimes people say he isn't as good as he is, and he always proves them wrong.
Okay, so how have Messi and Ronaldo made soccer more popular around the world? And who do you think made it more popular between these two players?
I would say both players have brought millions of new fans to the sport. Their amazing skills and exciting matches have made people love watching soccer, even in places where it wasn't as popular before.
What's one of the most memorable rivalry moments between Messi and Ronaldo?
I would say one of the best moments was when they would play against each other in the El Clasico games, Barcelona versus Real Madrid, their respective teams. It was always thrilling. In one game, Messi scored a last-minute goal and held up his shirt to the crowd. And I would say that moment is a moment that is unforgettable.
Will the debate of who is better between Messi and Ronaldo ever end? Because I've been seeing a lot of people arguing that Messi is better and a lot of people saying Ronaldo is better. So what do you think?
I would say that debate would probably not end because both have fans who believe one is better than the other. Each has different skills, so it's really up to the personal opinion. People will probably keep debating this for years to come.
Who do you think is the better player?
I personally think Ronaldo is a better player.
Can you explain why you think like that?
I think that because he's won multiple trophies. He's won his international team trophies, which they haven't before. And he's a top scorer of all time.
So, how have they inspired young players?
Young players look up to Messi and Ronaldo for their hard work, determination, and success. They see that with practice and focus, they can reach higher levels, just like their idols.
Okay, so moving on, we're going to be talking about future soccer legends. So, who are some young players today who might become the next big stars?
Some young players like Kylian Mbappe, Erling Haaland, Jude Bellingham are all showing a lot of potential. They have great skills and are already doing well at big clubs.
What qualities do young players need to have to reach Messi or Ronaldo's level?
For young players to reach that level, they need talent, of course, and also discipline. a strong worth ethic, and the ability to handle pressure. Staying humble and always wanting to improve helps too.
So this is probably going to be the biggest question I ask today. Do you think we'll see a rivalry like Messi and Ronaldo ever again?
I would say it's possible, because if two young players start dominating like they did, it could create another big rivalry, because it's rare to see two players so equally matched.
How has social media changed how young players become stars?
Social media lets players connect with fans directly and share their lives off of the field. This also means they're always in the spotlight, so they need to be careful about what they share.
What role do coaches play in developing future soccer legends?
Good coaches help young players build skills, stay disciplined, and learn teamwork. A great coach can inspire players to reach their best potential.
How can young players learn from watching Messi and Ronaldo?
Young players can learn about resilience, focus, and sportsmanship. Watching Messi and Ronaldo can show them how to handle wins and losses and push through tough times.
What do you think the future of soccer looks like? And be very descriptive.
With so many talented young players like Vinny Jr., Bellingham, Musiala, the future is bright. We might see even more exciting styles of play and new stars bringing fresh energy to the game, such as Lamine Yamal in Barcelona, who's doing really well at just 17 years old.
Why do you think Lamine Yamal is doing way better than other experienced players?
I would say because of his training. Like we spoke before, everything he did is perfect, I would say.
Do you think that he's naturally good, like Messi?
I would say that he is.
Do you think Messi and Ronaldo's records will ever be broken?
Some records might be tough to break, but nothing is impossible. Every generation has new talent, and someday we may see players who can reach or even beat their achievements.
How would you say these players impacted your lifestyle on playing soccer?
I would say with Messi, to do like more dribbling practice, especially as I've seen him like in matches dribbling past like 4 or 5 players and scoring a goal or assisting. With Ronaldo, he inspired me to have like a strong work ethic to improve, continue practicing. Because I remember he told a story about how he would just stay after practice ends and just continue practicing free kicks and shooting.
So can you name me one time where you almost gave up? If you even did you even give up once in your life?
I remember in middle school, I was doing indoor futsal. My team was losing like 15-0, and they were still the first half. But we decided not to give up, and we ended up scoring like 1 or 2 goals, which doesn't seem much, but at least we didn't give up.
So why didn't you give up? Because most players these days just give up and never turn back.
I would say because the thought of having like no goal scored at least would be embarrassing. And at least having like 1 or 2 goals on the score sheet would be, I guess, better.
What do you think soccer players these days are doing wrong compared to Messi and Ronaldo? Because if you were aware during their time, they were absolutely destroying the league. Like only these two players were mentioned all the time. And now these days, no one is talking about any soccer legends. They're bringing up potential soccer legends, but nothing to compare to Lionel Messi and Ronaldo.
I would say comparing them to younger soccer players today, a lot of young soccer players today are more whining if they don't get something their way, or they may not work as hard just because they got a huge contract or something like that. Compared to like Messi and Ronaldo, they both never really complained. They just did their work on their field and that was it, really.
So I noticed that you said whining. And so this year the Ballon d'Or was given to Rodri and people complained that it was stolen and said that Vinicius Jr. should have won it. But most of the judges who declared the winner said that he didn't win because of his sportsmanship. So do you think the judge is in the right for this or the wrong?
Looking at what the judges voted for in terms of players, some of them didn't even have Vinicius Jr. in the top 10, which is just completely wrong. I would say he was at least top 2 because of his incredible season that no one can really deny it. So I would say to the judges that I would just say it's corrupt and they shouldn't really be allowed to vote, or at least have someone else represent their country and vote.
So like Ronaldo said in an old interview, do you think the Ballon d'Or is losing their credibility?
I would say yes. And I would say this started when Messi got the Ballon d'Or, when in reality it should have been Lewandowski who received the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, that's very interesting that you said this, because Ronaldo was accused of something horrible in 2018 which caused him to lose the Ballon d'Or. And then I feel like it started in 2018, and from there the downfall just began. And so what do you think this could potentially lead for soccer players in the future?
I feel like this just means that the trophy itself loses credibility, and I'm not sure how soccer players would react to it. I'm not sure if their opinions on the Ballon d'Or would change or if it would stay the same after this.
What do you think is going to happen to this sport in the future? Do you think it'll just continue like this, or will something tragic happen?
I feel like the sport will just continue like this.
So let me ask you this. What do you see in Ronaldo that makes him appear better than Messi? Or is it just a personal preference?
I guess it's kind of both, because I grew up watching Real Madrid, and Cristiano Ronaldo was, of course, the face of Real Madrid. And I just grew up watching him and scoring goals every day. As a kid, I found it exciting to watch.
So, because of the environment you lived in, you prefer Ronaldo, right?
Yes.
So, let's say that you were a fan of Barcelona and you grew up watching Lionel Messi play instead of Ronaldo. Would you say the same about Messi then?
I probably would, because I've seen this a lot with my friends as well. Like, I have a neighbor who grew up watching Barcelona and he loves Messi and hates Ronaldo.
What is one piece of advice you would give to the younger generation?
One piece of advice I would give is to work hard and to fight for your spot in the starting 11.
That's amazing. And so let me ask you this. What do you see when a player performed not too well? Like, there was one match Ronaldo didn't perform as well as he could, and people just started hating on him as if he wasn't even good anymore. What do you think about that?
I would say that one bad match doesn't define who you are as a whole soccer player, that you can bounce back from a bad game and do better the next.
What about Lionel Messi when he won the World Cup? People argued he only won because of the amount of penalties he received in the World Cup. Do you think that should define him as a weak soccer player?
I would say it's more of like bad refereeing, because also during their match against the Netherlands, there was a clear handball on Messi and nothing was done about it. So I'll just say it just comes down to bad refs.
Would you say FIFA is loving Messi more than Ronaldo? Because I'd seen a lot of videos of FIFA openly bashing Ronaldo. Like, for example, when the president said that Messi is like a kind, warm child and Ronaldo is like a robot, and openly mocked him pretending to be a robot.
I would say yes. I agree with what you said, that Messi is like their favorite child, I would say.
So, in the next few years, the Super Ballon d'Or is about to be given to the best player in the generation. Who do you truly believe should get the Ballon d'Or?
I think it should either go between... It'll probably go to Messi or either Ronaldo, I would say.
So, last question before I end this podcast for today. What is one thing that you use to overcome anything? It doesn't have to be soccer related. It could be school related, like anything.
I'd just say I use like motivation, perseverance to overcome any challenge that comes my way, such as like there's an assignment I don't really understand. I go to teachers' office hours. I get extra help. I talk to my fellow classmates to see what they've done so I can get ideas. And that's really how I overcome a challenge.
All right, Casey, thank you so much for coming on my podcast today. And yeah, guys, this is DJ Drake Podcast signing off, and I'm your host, DJ Drake, and until next time, peace.